Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. As Bert just mentioned, today's a really sweet day. We've got something special today. We don't normally do this, but I'm glad we're doing it today, both in first hour right now, and then second hour, we're going to be baptizing some folks who are following the Lord. And so to kind of introduce this morning, the way I want us to think about this is the idea of a love response. If there was kind of a theme for our morning, I would call it a love response. There's been a very popular television show. I don't even want to say the name of it. I don't really want to support it, but a real popular television show, and this gal on this show, it's supposed to be reality television. Of course, you know there's nothing real about reality TV, but this gal, she shared openly and blatantly, plainly, she shared that she is physically intimate with many men. I'll just put it that way. And this caused quite a stir on the show, and some fella, you know, kind of pushed back, and this girl says that she's a follower of Christ, and it's possible that she is. But in the hullabaloo, in the aftermath of her saying this, and how this caused quite a stir, she said, and it's not a direct quote, but she basically said, "I am physically intimate with a lot of men, and Jesus still loves me." Now, is that true? Absolutely. Absolutely. We know what the Bible says, right? Probably the best known verse in America anyway, right? Not in the rest of the world, but in America, the best known verse, John 3:16, which says what? God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten, right? So there it is right there. God loves a sinful, broken world like me and like you and like this gal on this TV show. But the problem with what she said is that what she's really saying is that she's basically saying, I'm a follower of Jesus and I can do whatever I want and it doesn't matter because Jesus loves me. Now, is that true? It's not. It's not. If I'm a follower of Jesus, at some point, right, that's going to come out in how I'm living. And so what I'm calling today is kind of a love response. We know that God loves a sinful, broken world like you and me. What we're going to see today in the lives of those who are coming forward to be baptized, both this hour and next hour, we got 7 people that are being baptized today. 2 this morning in first service and 5 coming up in second service. If you want to come back for second service, it's going to just keep on going, all right? But I want us to look at some scripture just for a quick moment before we talk about baptism in particular. And it's in John chapter 14. In John chapter 14, there's a few things. Jesus is talking there, and if you want to pull out your Bible or if you want to use a Bible from the chair in front of you, if you've got your Bible on your phone, pull it up, whatever you got. In John chapter 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples. And if you notice, if you have a red letter Bible that shows like the words of Jesus in red, realize these are all the words of Jesus. The whole Bible is the word of Jesus, okay? But the ones in red are the things that he said when he was physically on the earth, things that came out of his lips when he was physically on the earth. In John chapter 14, he says, and I'm going to pick up in verse 15 of John chapter 14. And you've probably heard this verse before, but this is what Jesus says. He says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So you see, what I've just done is I've taken what this gal said on this TV show. Well, because Jesus loves me, I can do whatever I want and it's all fine, which really was the intimation of her heart. That was the point of what she was saying. Well, what I want us to do today for a quick moment is look at what Jesus said about how we can love him. Does God love a broken, sinful world, every one of us? It's clear. It's clear he does. What we're going to see today is the love response of two people, two followers of Jesus, who are saying with their life, I want to love Jesus back. And that's different. That's different. That's not what makes me a follower. Like, to be baptized is not what makes us a follower of Jesus. So we're going to talk about that in another moment. But I want us to start there in verse 15. He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Now, if you'll jump down to verse 21. He says, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. So look at what Jesus is doing now. Now I've simply changed the tenor. What we're talking about now is how do I love Jesus? We've all agreed, at least everybody that spoke up, we've all agreed that the Bible's really clear that the Lord loves us. How do we love him back? What's that look like? Well, one of the things Jesus says is here in John 14, that it's through obeying him. You know, in our world today, I got to tell you, I think obedience has hit hard times in our world today. We are much more, as a culture, and I'm a part of this culture too, as a culture, we're much more kind of about what we can get away with than how we can obey. That's not a good thing about our culture. Right? Our culture is not legalistic, we're very licentious. That's the other bad extreme. But what Jesus says here is he talks about a love response to him. Look at verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. You know, he says some pretty neat things in there. He says, if you love me by keeping my commandments, look at what he says. He says, if your response to me is love, if you'll keep my commandments, he says, that person will be loved by my Father. And then Jesus says, and I will love that person and will disclose myself to him. You know what Jesus is saying? He says, as we follow in obedience, he reveals himself more to us. You know, so if somebody comes to me and says, hey, Mike, I really want to follow Jesus. Amen, follow Jesus. If they say, I want to understand his will for my life, great. You know what, according to this? Obey what you know. Obey what you know, and he'll disclose himself to you all the more. It's beautiful scripture. But at the heart of the scripture here is obeying Jesus. And that's not so, you know, that gal that said this thing on this TV show, she didn't say a word about her obedience to Jesus or her love for Jesus. It was all Jesus loves me. She left out the part where she responds in love to a loving God. So today, what we celebrate when these folks come forward for baptism is their obedience. I want to look at one more verse quickly, verse 23, same chapter. So Jesus is responding to a question from Judas, not the son of perdition, the other Judas. And he says this, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Isn't that beautiful? He says, if you'll obey me, my Father and I will set up shop in your life. Man, Jesus, I want me some more of that. And he says, here's how you get that, Mike. Obey me. Follow me in obedience. Like I say, we don't talk about that too much in our society today. But Jesus did. Jesus did. So yeah, amen. Amen is right. Jesus talked about our obedience and how our obedience leads to a greater love relationship. It leads to a greater understanding of who he is. He says, I'll disclose myself to that one, and my Father and I will come and make our shop with that person. We'll set up shop with that person. Well, today, the reason I'm talking about obedience today is because Jesus commands us to be baptized. Hey, we don't talk about that enough. We really don't. But part of what we do that, the reason we don't do that enough, I think, is because we're scared sometimes that people are going to get baptism confused with salvation. And it's not. Baptism, physical water baptism, doesn't save anybody. But it is an outward show of an inward heart that's trusting Christ. That's the picture of baptism. Really quickly, you can turn there if you want. Matthew, the very end of Matthew, Matthew 28, verse 19. Jesus says, go make disciples of all the nations. And then the very next thing he says is what? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So when we baptize these folks today, it's going to be done in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Per Matthew 28, verse 19, right there. One other thing that's really been helpful to me personally and that I share with folks who are coming to seek baptism, believers' baptism, is when Jesus goes to John the Baptizer in Matthew chapter 3. And he says, baptize me. And John the Baptizer says, that's right, Glenn. He says, no. He says, you get it backwards, Jesus. You should baptize me. And Jesus says, this fulfills all righteousness. And I remember as a young believer in college, when I read that, there was nobody was telling me, you should be baptized. As I read these things, It was so clear that as a follower of Jesus, he wanted me to follow in obedience and receive baptism as a follower, as a believer in Christ. And so that's what we do. We baptize believers. We don't baptize babies. The reason we don't baptize babies is because the biblical example, the biblical clear example in Scripture, is those who have received Jesus by faith. And we certainly love babies, and we want to raise our babies up in the Lord, but a baby is not trusting Christ in that way yet. So when someone of their own volition says, Jesus, you be my sin bearer, I'm trusting in you, I'm turning away from my sin so I can trust in you and what you've done on the cross. Well, when that person has done that, that makes that person a follower of Christ. And then Christ says, hey, what's happened internally, spiritually? This new trust relationship where you're not trusting yourself anymore. You're not trying to make your own way to God anymore. You're trusting the only way, which is Jesus, God in the flesh. And so that's why we baptize those who, it doesn't have to be adults, but it's baptizing those who have already placed their faith in Jesus for salvation. So baptism as well, it's this picture, it's a living picture of, right, when you're up in the water, right, not wet yet, not dunked yet, okay? The idea is you're living to yourself. You're under that old management. And this is simply a picture of going down under the water as if you're dying to that old self, dying to that old master, and then being raised up to new life in Jesus Christ. So baptism is a physical, literal, it's a physical picture for a watching world to see what's already happened in my heart. I'm under new management. I belong to the King, Jesus. So now I'm going to invite David Barclay and Barbara Coombs, if y'all would come on down. It was my joy this past week to get to know each of these brother and sister a little better, a lot better actually, to hear some of their story. It was great. Take your time, no rush. So I've already talked with each of them, and they're going to come up now, and each of them is going to share with us, and I've asked them to answer two questions for us, really straightforward. There you go, brother. It was neat. So one of the things I learned about David, the reason that he uses a cane, this brother was struck by lightning. Yeah. Hey, Barbara, welcome. Come on. So David, I'm going to start with you, all right? I'm going to start with you. Come on up. You can speak right there to the microphone. So the two questions we talked about, real straightforward. So will you tell us how it is that you came to know Jesus Christ as Savior?